broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And on this show, truth is our bitch. Go in places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot, they will not, they should not, because they'll only wind up looking stupid.
Right.
All right. Thank you, bud. And also with us, Robert Leonard. We'll do our news and information hour in a couple of hours. In 1 hour, we will have Mr. Stephen Bozell on with us to talk about Memorial Day, his kid's school, and the purchasing of a skeleton costume, if you can imagine that for Memorial Day. If you can imagine that. Coming up this hour, you know the news perhaps about Representative Anthony Weiner. We will have with us Reverend David Castorini from the Castorini Youth Ministries to talk about the very personal nature of some things that go out on Twitter and the problems that many in the religious calling have had in recent years, keeping their private lives, you know, above reproach. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And tonight's affiliate spotlight is on WSAR in Providence, Rhode Island, and KTBL Albuquerque, New Mexico. And you can also hit us up on philhendryshow.com for our live streaming video of the show. We are in HD on Phil TV right now. And behind me is an exterior shot of the large broadcast complex here at El Pacifico, a former mental hospital. And you can see by looking at the camera shot we have of our external the broadcast center, yeah?
Yeah, the broadcast center.
Broadcast center. You can see that there's a variety of doors and places that lead nowhere. And that's the way we like it. All right, 877-876-7445. I hope you had a good Memorial weekend. The summer is upon us, not officially yet. It's June 21st, but that doesn't mean that the world slows down at all. Joining us online from San Diego, California, the head of the Castorini Youth Ministries is a very good man here, David Castorini. And, Reverend, we thank you for joining us. We're talking about something tonight that's pretty private and pretty it's just laced with emotion as well as, I guess, in some people's eyes, scandal. And that is the problems that Anthony Weiner is having and the problems that your ministry has had and others.
Phil, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to clear this up, and I want to thank you for giving not only me the opportunity, but I think giving all Christians the opportunity to show that they're human and that they can err just like anybody else. But the difference is that we are forgiven, and that's the most important part.
Now, what we have here with Representative Weiner, and for those of you who don't know what happened, a weekend controversy involving a lewd photo posted on the Twitter account of Representative Anthony Weiner was a prank caused by a hacker, according to Representative Weiner. He's a New York Democrat who's one of the leading liberal voices in the House. He blamed the photo on a hacker who got control of his social networking accounts. However, Weiner's spokesman, David Arnold, said the congressman has retained an attorney to look into the situation. We've retained counsel to explore the proper next steps and to advise us on what civil or criminal actions should be taken. This was a prank. We are loath to treat it as more, but we are relying on professional advice. Now, what I understand is the FBI gets involved because he is an official of the federal government. The FBI gets involved because it's the hacking of a computer. There's interstate issues involved. So the FBI, if it has been hacked by a third party, whoever that individual is, it's not going to be hard to find out who. In other words, if this is truly a situation involving a third party. In your case, David, and this happened earlier in the year, it was not a third party. It was you sending, and you admittedly sent this, right?
That is true. And I think the difference between me and Representative Weiner is that I have the courage, the moral conviction to say that is exactly what happened. I took a photograph that I never, ever intended for anyone to see and sent it to an individual who I will not say who, but it was perfectly innocent.
Then you had been, you're a married man.
I am married, yes.
And what is your comment on all this?
On all of what, Phil?
Well, what is your comment on your behavior sending this picture that was eventually made public by this third party?
Well, I don't have any comment because it's really no one's business. That's where I draw the line between myself and Representative Wiener. Representative Wiener took a picture of himself in a bathroom or in his bedroom. I don't know where. I think it's very unseemly that he will not admit to it. And I think it's wrong for him to blame it on a hacker that I think probably doesn't exist. I, on the other hand, admitted that I took this photograph of myself. I took it with full knowledge of sending it to a young person.
It was a young lady?
I'm not going to comment on that. Yes, it was, but I shouldn't even have to say that. And what happened was people were saying, was it a young lady? As if I'd sent it to a young man. I think that I shouldn't even have to dignify that.
Well, all right. I don't mean to. You're married to a woman. I'm assuming you're a heterosexual. I think that's the least of your problems, right?
Well, I don't feel I had any problems, Phil, other than the fact that I did something that was in violation of my wedding vows. But it had nothing to do with my church. It had nothing to do with my congregation.
All right. Now, why do you say that? Because in one instance, you say that Representative Wiener was is immoral for not admitting it, and that you are moral for admitting it. Nonetheless, you're a married man, and this represents a transgression of your vows, doesn't it?
A transgression of my vows? I don't know if you're using that word properly or not, Phil. I think.
Well, it transgresses. Am I using it properly that way?
I'd have to look it up. I'd have to see. I think you're using it wrong. If you could ask that, I don't know what you mean by that question.
You, Reverend, you know what I mean. What I'm saying is,
I know what you're saying. You're saying, did I violate my wedding vows? I would say that I'm going to answer that question. But again, it's really no one's business.
Reverend, let's not dance around this and play games. I mean, you say it's no one's business. Then we have no interview if you won't answer this question.
No, I answered the question, Phil. I said that I did send it. And I did send it to a young person. And I shouldn't have to tell you the gender because I resent any inference that I might be a homosexual. And I resent the fact that I even had to say that.
And all right, but you're playing everything close to the chest. Why is this? I mean, you know, we got Representative Wiener.
Well, Phil, it's because it's really no one's business except myself and my wife.
No, we got Representative Wiener, who's a federal employee and a congressman and a representative of the people there in the district that he represents in New York. I understand that. But you are also a public personality asking for the faith of individuals to allow you to minister to their souls, to take their donations. We've seen this countless times with others in your position. These are not questions that you shouldn't have expected. Now, for you to say that none of this is my business, we have a country that is confused morally. We have a country that is dealing in moral relativism. We have a country that doesn't quite know which way to go sometimes, you know. So when you say, well, I'm not going to answer the question.
Well, Phil, what I'm providing, I think, for people right now is a compass, a moral compass. It is dead set. It is a moral compass, Phil, that does not waver. What I did was wrong. What I did was send a picture to a young woman. And there, I said, a young woman. I'm disappointed in myself, though, that I had to do that. And
see, all of this is like pulling information. Was it a man or a woman? I really don't want to say. What was it a picture of? I really don't want to say. It's none of your business. It's none of your business, none of your business, none of your business. It's only enough of your business to know that I did this.
That is exactly correct. And that is the only thing that I really want to deal with here. I will not deal with the nature of the photograph. I don't want to deal with the gender of the individual it went to because that's insulting to me. And it's insulting to my wife, I think, because if you're going to assume that I'm sending pictures of my private area to a young man, then you are saying I'm a homosexual and my wife has been fooled and duped and turned into some kind of a chump, if you want to call it chump change, and this. And I won't accept that. On behalf of my wife, I won't accept that she's some kind of chump change. I'm going to say, Phil, that I am sorry to my wife.
Are you sorry to your congregation?
I am not sorry to my congregation from this standpoint. I was very sorry to my congregation, but a great many of them have left. And when they left, they showed me a moral hypocrisy that I found repugnant. When they left, I found them to be more immoral than me because they were abandoning me at a time when I needed them so much.
And do you blame them?
I'm sorry, Phil?
Do you blame them for walking out of your church?
I do. I do blame them.
Why?
Because, Phil...
You are, as I said, the spiritual leader of this congregation. You're found to have sent a picture. Today, everybody's talking about Representative Wiener. And so this is why, and I appreciate you coming on to talk about this, but you've got to come clean with me here a little bit. You're saying that this is immoral for them to walk out.
No, I am coming clean with you. I'm telling you that what I did was wrong. I sent a picture.
What was it a picture of? Do you mind me asking?
I do mind you asking. Yes, I do.
And see, there's nothing, there's no information we can get.
I think if I were you, Phil, you could read between the lines if you want. I sent someone, a young person, a picture. And
do you feel that you're morally compromising that you have to say that it was a young person?
No, I'm not. Not at all. But, again, the more questions you ask me, the more the devil, if you will, Phil, is got his arm around you instead of me. When you and I started, I'm going to give you an example. When you and I started this conversation, the devil stood between us, looking at us back and forth. And he might have even had his arm around me, around David Castorini, thinking that he had me in his fold. The devil didn't know me. He didn't know David Castorini all that well. He should have known him well enough to put his arms on me. The devil didn't put his hands on me. And as we kept on talking, guess what? The devil walked over and put his arm around you and put his hand down in your top pocket and was pulling out a cigarette and using your matches. You guys are chums. And
why am I chums with the devil when I'm asking a question like this?
You want specifics on a picture of me. You want to hear all about the graphic detail.
And I simply asked you, Pastor, what is it a picture of?
It was an extremely private, extremely graphic picture. I'm very sorry I sent it. I sent it to a young woman. I'm very sorry. I told my wife I was sorry. I said to my congregation in February, I'm sorry. That is and should have been the last of it. But for the weeks that followed, more and more people left. And I would say, why? They said, because of what you did. I told you I was sorry. And they're still leaving. And
have you attempted to explain it since then to them?
No, I explained it once. I explained it once, and that's as far as I'm going to go with it. Now,
don't you think that these people have the right to know?
I think I have the right to expect their loyalty, Phil. I told them it was graphic. I told them it was to a woman. I told them I apologized to my wife. I told them that I was sorry. And
you don't want to tell me it was a graphic photograph, but not of a particular...
I will tell you it was extremely graphic. It was not of what you think. It was not of my manhood.
It was extremely graphic, but not of your genitalia.
That is correct.
All right, then that only leaves one other area of the body.
I don't want to comment on that. And again, I think it is. Again, this is the kind of scandalous, lascivious voyeurism that I am very, very much against.
All right, Reverend, I'm going to have people calling the show here tonight, and they're going to be asking you some tough questions.
Phil, I'm a Christian. I love my fellow man. I'll answer as best I can, but I simply will not answer questions that intrude.
Are you a good Christian minister?
That's an insulting question. That's an insulting question that I cannot answer.
You can't answer. You can't tell me if you're good or bad.
I should not have to answer that question.
David Castorini with us. I got to make sure I don't lose my temper. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, as Reverend Castorini recounts a time that he sent to a young lady a very, very graphic picture of himself that wasn't his penis. It was some other part of his body. Well, guess which one? And he doesn't want to talk about it. And he said he apologized to his wife. He apologized to the congregation. And that's all he needs to do. And the rest of it is, quite frankly, none of our business, yours or mine. Maybe that's true of Representative Wiener. I don't know. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Representative David Castorini, or excuse me, Reverend David Castorini with us tonight. Coming up next hour, Stephen Bozell on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL.
Hold on, you're on the air.
Phil.
I don't care.
That's
if I'm on
877-876-7445.
If you want.
To call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. You heard the man. That is the number here to join us on our video cast as well as our radio broadcast this evening. And go to philhendryshow.com to pick up our the audio, obviously, to get our radio affiliates. We have a list there for you, and you can also watch Phil TV in HD. Reverend David Castorini is with us. He's a good man and a good friend. And, David, I've known you for a long time. You've been a news contributor on our program. We appreciate that. I've never known you to be a man who hasn't been forthcoming, at least. And to sit here and say to me, because this is a big news story.
Here's the one thing. This is an old piece of news.
Not for my audience, though.
It is an old piece of news that I shared with my congregation. I told them I sent a very, very graphic photograph to a young lady.
And it was of you.
It was of me. And it wasn't my genitalia. You're right.
And how young was the lady?
Again, it's insulting for you to have to ask that question. And again, it's none of your business.
We want to know, David, forgive me, we want to know if she was underage.
That is an outrage for you to... It's an outrage.
David...
Don't talk down to me or patronize me. I'm a man of the cloth. I'm a witness to the word.
And yes, sir, but you sent a photograph, a graphic photograph, to a young woman. You're married. Your parishioners, your congregation members were walking out.
So, first of all, one of the things I want to tell you, parishioner is a Catholic term that I'm personally offended by. We have congregation members.
Forgive me, are you offended by Catholics?
No, I'm not offended by Catholics. And again, I won't dignify that with an answer. Because there's no dignity at all. See, the dignity is gone from that.
And well, you don't want to use the Catholic term.
I'm not a Catholic. But don't undignify. I'm not going to dignify that, and you don't give me no dignity. In order for me to dig them.
All right, let me take a phone call. Our number is 877-876-7445. Sharon in Milton, Florida. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Reverend David Castorini. Go ahead, please. Well, go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. You're on the air, ma'am. Go ahead with your comment.
Okay. First of all, undignified. He did that all on his own. Answer any questions. If
I'll answer any
I was in that congregation,
you
need her off. If I was in that congregation, I would have walked out as well. He needs to apologize.
You're a hypocrite then, ma'am, because I'm trying the best way I know how to do what I can.
I believe you standing up preaching the word of God is being hypocritical. Okay, you need to apologize.
Why?
You need to get on your knees.
I did, ma'am. I apologized to my congregation. I apologized to
then
my
don't
wife.
Don't be upset with them for walking out. Don't be upset with them for walking out. Apologizing might not be good enough for them.
Well, they're not Christians then, are they?
You broke all laws of Christianity.
What? How did I break?
Okay.
You're not going to say you did not violate the commandments.
All right, you're absolutely right, Phil. I'm sorry, but I did not have sex. I sent a picture of something that, you know, that was private.
So it's okay because you didn't have sex? Wow.
Well, ma'am.
That's amazing.
What do you mean, wow? What does that mean? Wow.
Because that's just amazing. You know, a man that wears
right.
cloth, as you so well.
Okay,
said.
I tell you what. Hold the
it's
line.
Okay
hold the line, Sharon. We'll get back. Hold on, Sharon. We'll
to another woman.
Hold on for just a second. I don't know whether she don't. She hung up. All right, we'll be back with more of your phone calls. And Reverend David Castrini, we do have to take a break. Our number is 877-876-7445. Back with the Reverend on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and the picture that he sent through Twitter not too long ago to a young lady.
Phil Hendry. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Reverend David Castrini. We're talking about this photograph supposedly sent by Representative Wiener, a Twitter picture that he said was sent by a hacker. You fully admit sending a very, as you call it, disgusting photograph to a young woman, a member of your congregation. You apologize to your wife for doing it. You apologize to the young lady for doing it. You apologize to your congregation. But you won't give me any information. You won't tell me what it was a picture of. You won't even tell me whether you feel that you've done anything wrong, other than the fact that you've, you know, broken commandments. But beyond that, you know, the fact that you don't want to come forward with any information.
Well, Phil, I don't know what information I should give you. I've confessed this to God, and I told my wife, and I told the young lady I was sorry. It was a vile and disgusting photograph. And
you won't tell us what it was, the picture of.
What difference does that make?
Because I got to tell you something, Reverend. It'll make a big difference to me if I find out that it was a picture of a body part, whatever. But if it was something else.
What does that mean? Look, you have tried to compare me to this Jew in New York, this congressman.
What do you mean by that, this Jew?
Phil.
Are you an anti-Semite on top of everything else now?
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response. I won't dignify.
You don't want to dignify anything with a response. Why did you say this Jew?
I'm simply saying I'm a Christian, all right? I'm not a Jew, and that means that I don't hold to the same concepts. Perhaps in the Jewish faith, or what have you, I don't know, this is acceptable to take a picture of your you-know-what and send it via Twitter to every woman that's following you. It is not acceptable in the Christian faith to take a picture of some other part of your body, which I did do, and send it to just one woman, which I did do. I apologize for that.
I think the anti-Semitism that has now crept into this is very disturbing.
There is no, I do not. I'm not anti-Semitic.
All right, then why did you say this Jew?
Is he not the Jew in New York?
The Jew in New York, Anthony Weiner.
The Jewish man in New York.
All right, what has that got to do with anything?
What does my Christianity have to do with the fact that I sent a picture to this young woman that I shouldn't have to say it was a young woman? But I have to say it's a young woman, otherwise you're going to think I'm a homosexual. And I sent a picture to her of something that I don't want to get into, and I apologize to her.
What about apology to Anthony Weiner for calling him this Jew?
I didn't call him. I said that he is not a Christian is what I meant.
Didn't sound like it to me.
That's what I meant, Phil.
Didn't sound like it to me at all, Reverend. 877-876-7445 here on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Here is Holly. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Holly, go ahead.
Hi, yes. I just had a question for the Reverend, and I mean no disrespect, but after all that's happened in hindsight, do you still see yourself fully capable of leading a congregation unbiased and
directing
them in their...
Absolutely. Yes, I do. What they've done is they have left my church, some of them, not all of them, some of them have left my church, and I find those people to be greater sinners than me.
Were you sending people threats?
No, I was not.
Were you calling them?
I was calling them, yes.
Were you threatening them?
I'm not going to dignify that with an answer. I will not dignify that with an answer.
Fully believe that they could put their faith in you and the advice that you gave them. You're saying that they're sinners because after
they have turned their back on me. I have
your advice.
They have, as Christians, they should forgive, as I have forgiven those who have, you know, told me I'm going to go to hell because I took a picture of a part of my body and sent it to a girl. And it wasn't a little girl, Phil, just so you know.
Well, you weren't even going to answer that question, Reverend. You didn't want to dignify that with an answer.
Well, I will dignify it to this point. It wasn't a little girl. But I took a picture, and I sent it. And I thought she'd enjoy it because we were joking about it.
Joking about what?
I'm not going to go into it. But I would say to the young lady on the phone right now, you have the courage to call and talk to Reverend Castorini about what I've done. And I thank you for that.
You got, well, I'm just wondering if most you're calling those that don't fully believe that you are capable of giving advice to them in their lifelong troubles, and you're calling them sinners for choosing not to take your advice, I'm wondering if you're fully capable of leading a congregation unbiased.
Are they fully capable of making the decision that David Castorini is not a good man, is not worthy of the Christian cloth? Are they fully capable? I don't think they are. I think what they're doing is they're allowing the media, the press, and all the scandal sheets to take hold and influence their decision. They're not letting the Holy Spirit speak. If they let the Holy Spirit speak, they would have David Castorini front and center in their lives. You see?
That, you know, Reverend, that's a good sermon, you know. But,
well, Phil, you're not even a Christian, not even a practicing Christian. I heard the gentleman on your program the other night. I don't know why you're even involving yourself. This is the language only Holly speaks.
You know what I mean, Holly, right? That's okay.
You know what I'm talking about, right? You understand that when I say I took a picture, do you want to know what I took a picture of?
No, I don't care. What I'm saying is that you're calling those that choose not to take advice from you.
Did you send this picture to your congregation?
I sent it to the people that were leaving.
You sent this photograph to the people. So in other words, what you were doing is harassing people.
No, I was not, Phil.
Yes, you were. You're sending the photograph to them. You're telling them they're going to hell. All the people that left. Holly, in talking to her, it sounds to me like she would have done the same thing. So you would have sent to her this photograph.
I would have been forced to, yes, if Holly left. And she would have seen.
Because somebody chooses not to follow you doesn't mean that you need to. In my mind, that's harassment. For choosing not to follow you and you sending them that picture would be harassment.
I said they're going to hell, and I sent them the picture, and that's the last they heard from me.
It's still harassment.
No, it's not. I'm not stalking them.
It doesn't make any difference.
That is complete harassment.
I am not stalking them, is what I'm saying. I'm not doing it over and over and over.
You don't have to stalk someone to harass them.
Exactly.
Excuse me, Mr. Henry, but what do you know about it?
Vulgar to someone who chooses not to take advice from you is harassment.
But I'm not. I heard a man say to Mr. Henry the other night, "What do you know about it?" And I remember thinking, "What a rude man." Now I understand what he meant. What do you know about it, Mr. Henry? Have you ever stalked anybody?
No, sir, I have not. But I happen to know what the law says, and it doesn't have to do anything with stalking. It has to do with harassment.
It doesn't have to do anything with stalk. Your grammar's lousy.
You know, you can screw around all you want, but what I said and what Holly said is true. It's harassment.
I sent it one
time. Being a Christian man, I'm sure you can understand the weight and how insulting it is for someone to tell you to go to hell.
Who did you send it to? Who did you address it to?
I won't dignify
it.
Well, I happen to know. I happen to know, so you don't have to dignify it. You mailed it directly to the wife, not to the man. Are you telling me that that's not true?
I'm not going to dignify that with an answer.
You're not going to dignify that with an answer.
Well,
Thank you for the call.
Mr. Henry, he has sinned against me, which is the same thing in many ways, Phil, as sinning against Jesus. I'm not saying I'm Jesus, but you sinned against me, and Jesus is going to take more of a notice on that one than on some other job you might, some other sin.
No, I don't believe that at all. Thank you very much, Holly, for your call.
Sinning against you is more of a sin than sinning against the Lord Jesus Christ?
I'm simply saying because I carry the cloth of the Christian faith, I'm saying that what Phil did was he sinned against David Castorini. No, it's not sinning against God. but it is it can put you in hell.
Oh boy.
So disagreeing with someone is going to land you in hell. Well, that's a new one.
No, I didn't say that. With me, yes.
With you.
With.
So simply disagreeing with you will land.
How long you been a Christian? With any man that's a reverend, if you disagree with him, and you do not have cause, then you are like the whited sepulcher, and you're going to land in a real hot spot after you die.
Because I disagree with a reverend.
Aren't you still a man?
I'm still a man.
And you're a man that sent a photograph of some part of your body that we don't know about. Listen, thank you very much, Holly, for your call. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Mike in Los Angeles. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, this is becoming comical.
No kidding. And I want to ask, Mike, I want
to
ask him.
He's responsible for his congregation. He's taking money.
Did you?
He's preaching the word of God. And I applaud the congregation. I applaud the congregation for leaving. And on the flip side, how can you preach for forgiveness when you don't give it? It's ridiculous.
They've sinned against me. They've sinned against me, which is not the same as sinning against Jesus. Okay? But still, because they said to me that they're leaving me. And
you sent them pictures. You sent them copies of this photograph. You sent them letters that said they're going to hell.
I had to. I had to tell them where they were going. They're hellbound. I said, you are hellbound? And
what was the picture of the train?
That was a joke.
So you sent them a picture of a train, you're hellbound, and the picture of some part of your body.
Yes. Yes, I did. I was forced to. And the reason I was forced to, and please hear me out, is because God forgave me, but they hadn't. Are they better than God? No, they're not. Are they better than me at that point? Well, of course they're not, because I'm a reverend. I'm a Christian minister. Are they better than you, Mr. Henry? Yes, they are. Because you're the kind of guy that is going to hold me. Is the guy, did he hang up?
Yes, he did.
Well, then why am I wasting all this breath?
All right, you know what? Hold on for just a minute. 877-876-PHIL here with David Castorini. We're going to get to the final segment with him, and I'm going to find out exactly what this picture had, what it was a picture of. And I want to find out about the truth of this statement that you can sin if you offend a reverend or a minister or any man of the cloth. And maybe there are other reverends or ministers out there that can clarify that one, although I'm sure David's going to get upset with me for even asking that question. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Steve Bozell coming up next hour.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. For more information on this and other great talk programs, go to talkradionetwork.com.
So let me explain some things to you. You don't understand the Bible.
Call the Patriot Hotline. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we have with us tonight Reverend David Castorini, a final segment. Then we also have coming up Stephen Bozell from Corona, California, on a bizarre encounter that he had with his daughter's, with the administration of his daughter's school. Anthony Weiner is a congressman who is alleged to have sent a picture of his penis via Twitter, or he has been hacked by someone. His account was hacked and a picture of someone else's penis was sent. But nonetheless, it has brought back for some people reminders of a very, very unfortunate incident that occurred with the Castorini Youth Ministry, and that was David Castorini. David being one of our guests frequently on this program as a news contributor, joins us to talk about this. And that was a incident where you had sent a picture to a young woman, very graphic. You have not said what it was of. You have not done anything other than apologize once to your wife, to the young lady, and to your congregation. And since then, you've said these people are sinners that are leaving your congregation. So, David, you know, I would simply ask you this, and we can. There's a lot of different ways we can go here. I don't want you to keep saying to me, you're not going to dignify that with an answer.
Well, let me put it to you a different way, Phil, because I sent a photograph of something that I should not have sent to a young lady. I apologized to her. I apologized to my wife. I apologized to my congregation. And they repaid me by leaving in droves. I had 1,100 members of my congregation. We lost around 700. And, yes, I sent to every single one of them a copy of the picture and a quotation from the Bible that I did not get right, but it basically amounts to your high. If you're a, Phil, if you know anything about trains, it used to be an old highball into hell, you know. So I just put a highball, you're on a highball to hell.
And what biblical verse is that?
It's a biblical verse that I took and I just put it into train talk, you know, into train talk.
And a biblical verse you put in a train talk. All right, so they're all going to hell. You sent this picture. All right.
Yeah, and one other thing I want to say, and I also said this to them. What would happen, Phil, if Jesus had a digital camera and a Twitter account? Okay? I'll give you a few seconds to answer that one. Go ahead.
Are you asking me that question? Is that a serious question?
Of course it's a serious question. I ask every one of your listeners the same question. What would happen if Jesus had a digital camera and a Twitter account? Go ahead. Go.
What do you mean, go? I can answer that question easily.
You can?
Yeah. Nothing would have happened. He would have been the same Jesus. He would have defeated that temptation.
I think that is so intellectually dishonest that it makes me want to use God's name in vain.
What is intellectually dishonest about that?
You know full well if Jesus had a digital camera and a Twitter account, stuff might happen different. And
so in other words, if Jesus had a digital camera and a Twitter account, he may not have acted as the Son of God. He may have caved into his own humanity. He may not have sacrificed himself for the sins of man. The salvation of man may not have happened if Jesus had a digital camera and a Twitter account. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying to you, you're putting it in ultra dramatic terms. I'm saying to you, everyone wants to crucify David Castorini, and I will wear this crown of thorns.
No, you're not going to get away with that, David. You already compared yourself to Jesus once in this show. I don't want to hear you do it again, okay?
No, you have to let me finish saying what I'm saying. I will wear the crown of thorns if that's what you want to do. If you want to go ahead and tie me to a post and let the Romans lash me, I will do that.
That was very, very vulgar.
I apologize, Phil. I apologize for that. I had sun-dried tomato sausage before I come on. This is an emotional time for me.
You know, I don't feel sorry for you in the least.
Why not?
Because you're saying some of the most outrageous stuff. And on top of that, you have hidden everything. Whether the picture went to a really underage girl or not, we don't know. You said she wasn't a young girl. Fine. What the picture is of, we don't know. You don't want to say. You sent these pictures to people that were leaving, but you say that was fine because they were the ones who were sinning against you. And sinning against you is even worse than sinning against a normal person. It's just a step down from Jesus. Then you say you're wearing the crown of thorns because we're asking you these questions. And finally, you question whether Jesus Christ himself would have ever fulfilled his mission, if you will, as the Son of God, if he had a digital camera and a Twitter account. You're saying Jesus would have sinned.
I did not say that, Phil. I simply asked you what...
No, that's exactly what you're inferring.
I simply asked you the question. Phil, I'm a reverend. I'm a Christian reverend, and you have raised your voice in an angry way to me. And that's all right, Phil. I'll go ahead and I'll carry that cross, too. And if you want to take the crown of thorns, put it on my head, and then jam it down so the thorns carve right in like they did to... That's good, too. I bet you're the kind of guy, Phil, you probably get a couple of giggles. I don't know what you do. I can only imagine what you do to get a couple of giggles. You take a crown of thorns and stick it on a man's head and then just shove it down till it just carves right into his skull? Do you do that? Phil? Do you stand and laugh while a man is hammered into a beam of wood and then raised up on a hill? Only in my case, I'd be probably raised up in your backyard or something. Or maybe raised up in the parking lot of your radio station or the mental hospital you broadcast from or whatever it is you do. But I'm telling you now, Phil, as a Christian, I took a picture that I shouldn't have taken. I'm sorry that I did it. But you're not going to find out what was up.
We have 1 minute. 1 minute left in this broadcast. 1 minute left. All right, let me go very quickly. I don't know if we'll have enough time for this caller. Here is Terrence. Go ahead, Terrence. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes. How are you, Phil? It's nice to meet you, sir. I just started listening to your radio show for like a week now, and it's absolutely incredible.
It was of a bowel movement.
What was?
The photograph.
A bowel movement?
I told you that it was private. Oh, God, why did I do that? Why did I do that?
You took a photograph of a bowel movement and mailed that to a...
Yes, because she was talking about how funny-looking hers were, and I said, look at this. And that's when she turned it over to the Inquirer.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, why did I do it?